And in terms of the other point about Gehenna and it upsetting us, why does Hashem have to make it so hard, etc.? I mean, that's obviously a very valid, valid point, you know, because like, if Hashem is this loving Father, why does He have to make it this way? I think it's also just so important. I mean, I've been through this so many times myself, for myself, and I try to say it in the recordings quite a lot of times, but just to keep reminding ourselves of the process of why did Hashem create the world? And, you know, you go through the steps of what so many Mefarshim say. Hashem created the world in the first place only because He loves us and He wants to give to us. That is the starting point. Otherwise, He didn't need to create the world. He doesn't need, we're important, but He doesn't need us to exist in order to be able to exist. And that being the case, why did He decide to create the world? And the answer that will bring is just to give to us, as you know. And that being the case, we must never forget that point. The only reason He created the whole world in the first place is just to be kind and give to us, etc. Now, because He wants to give us the highest ultimate form of closeness to Him, which will be the highest form of pleasure one can ever experience, He wants, as you know, He gives us the opportunity to be in this world with the opportunity and potential to choose good and bad and have free choice. And that point of free choice now leads us with the opportunity to earn the next place, the next world for ourselves. And if we do so successfully, that will be the highest possible connection to Him, which we've earned for ourselves, which is the highest, nothing higher than that. But again, in order to give us that opportunity, He needed to create in this world the opportunity to do the opposite. Otherwise, it's not really earning it. Because if everyone just gets it, then it's not earning it. Then it is that free gift. So again, in order to do that, there does need to be the potential for Gehenna and for suffering and for, you know, all these really, really hectic and terrible things. You know, and again, if we keep that in mind, that the whole point of Hashem doing it was for that, then it can put it a little bit more into perspective. Again, sometime at some point, we're going to hit a brick wall. But again, the answer will be, if Hashem did it, we know it's for the best. We trust it's for the best. And obviously the other point, you know, Hashem's never going to make it an impossible challenge. I think two points that are important to keep in mind. One is that, like you say, teshuva, I mean, we know that teshuva not only helps for anything, but changes our various to mitzvahs, actually changes them to mitzvahs. And the other one is the concept of nekuda sabachira, which I've discussed at some point, of every single person has a different place of free choice. So the person who's been brought up without Torah and mitzvahs, I don't know how Hashem's going to judge them. Obviously, we can't know that. But Hashem will certainly do it in a fair way. Maybe they've never known about Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos won't be on their scorecard. Maybe it'll be, you know, how the, you know, and you can take it so far as how the Arabs are going to be, you know, judged. They're also going to have a certain nekuda sabachira. Even people out of the Jewish world, do they, you know, maybe they can't go. Their belief might be that it's a big mitzvah to kill Jews, and that might not be a free choice for them anymore. But what will be a free choice is did they choose to torture the Jews, etc. That will be within. And I mean, that's an extreme example. But even within the Jews, someone didn't understand Torah mitzvahs, etc. So then how are they doing their basic connection of what they do know within their circle? And nobody can know what their nekuda sabachira is. And therefore, we just have to try our best. We just have to be besimcha. We have to just follow the advice that we know from the Torah leaders, you know, and just be besimcha. Be happy that we have the opportunity to be alive, to be earning the next world for ourselves, making a difference for others, making a kiddush Hashem for Hashem. And at the same time, what I don't like and what I'm very against is when people, because they don't like, they're scared of the concept, then they kind of tone it all down in the wrong way. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Even if you've sinned, it's okay, type of thing. That is just distorting the truth. And I don't, you know, just like if someone's about to fall off a cliff, you can't say to them, don't worry, you're going to be okay. You know, and then they fall off the cliff. That's not caring for someone. You have to be careful. You're doing something very dangerous. You know, and if they're going too close, you have to sometimes shout at them to come back. I'm saying to myself, and if this can be beneficial for others also, just to realize there's a very important seriousness, you know, about what we're doing. Because again, it comes down to emunah. Do we really believe it's coming? We don't see the next world. We don't see all these things. But again, not to forget that it's all there for the sake of our benefit and opportunity. And that should just lead us to more and more simcha.